The Mishnah Masecht in the Dorim, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, teaches us Hanoider Mishchorei Harosh. If somebody makes a nether that he won't have a nah from people who have hair, is Osir Bekarchin, he may not have a nah with from people who are bald or Bali Savis or people who have white hair, but Umutar Benoshim V'Ketanim. But he may have enough from women and young children. Shein Nikron Shchayri Reish, says the Mishnah, when Shchayri Reish is said, it means Ela Anoshim. It means the person meant men. Ask the Gemara, my Tama, why do we say that when he said Shchayri Reish, he may not have enough from people who are bald, they don't have hair? Answers the Gemara, Midalai Kama Bali Ser. The fact that he used the word Shchayre Roish rather than Seir is an indication that he means even people that are bald. And the Mishnah continued saying, Umutar, but he may have Hanah, B'noshim B'ketanim, Shein Nekron Shchayre Roish El HaNoshim. When the word Shchayre Roish is used, it means men. Ask the Gemara, my Tama, why do we say so? Says the Gemara, Anoshim, because men, zimnin the mechsi reishoi, or zimnin the migli reishoi. By men, sometimes their hair is uncovered and sometimes it's covered. Avol noshim, women, la'oila mechsu. Their hair is always covered. And therefore, they would be called mechusei reish. V'ktanim, and children, on the other hand, Laila Miglu, the hair is always uncovered. So Tosfos asked the question, Anoshim, Zimnan Michsi Roshiv, Zimnan Miglu, Vafgav, says Tosfos, we know that you're not allowed to, a man is supposed to wear a yarmulke, says Tosfos, Bikomokim Kamapom Maglin Roshim, sometimes men have the need to uncover the hair. Then Tosfos continues saying, "V'gam mitarim legalos bakroi ba'alma." Even though one is supposed to wear a yarmulke, it doesn't need to wear the yarmulke all the time. Afilu b'fnei kol olam. Even in public, does one not have to wear a yarmulke all the time? Ma'ashen kein b'noshim. Women have to have their hair covered all the time. So here we begin a discussion about wearing a yarmulke. Our Tosfos just said that one doesn't need to wear a yarmulke all the time. A woman has to have her hair covered all the time. But men need not wear a yarmulke all the time. Actually, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch, in a number of places, speaks about the requirement of wearing a yarmulke. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Siman Beis says, "Osa leilch b'kayim zekufa, one may not walk erect." And furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, "V'lo yelech dalat ames begila harosh, one may not walk dalat ames with an uncovered hair." And the Rama adds, "Mekvod Hashchina." Furthermore, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Siman Ches, the Shulchan Aruch as well discusses there the obligation of covering one's hair. Here it's talking about Dalochas Hilchas Tzitzis Vatifosoi. The Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis says, "Say that tifosoi kederek ne adam shmiskansim b'ksusam." The way the way put on the talus is the way people put on their clothing. Voiskim b'malachdam pamim b'kisei roish pamim b'gilei roish. Sometimes the hair is head is covered, sometimes it's uncovered. V'nochen shiachas roish b'talus. And the Taz, a very important Taz, over here in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simches Sif Gimel has a discussion about wearing a yarmulke. And he actually brings a number of opinions regarding the obligation to wear a yarmulke. First, he quotes the opinion of the Mashal, who discusses the obligation to wear a yarmulke, and the Mashal quotes how important it is to wear a yarmulke. But then he says that if he was up to his own opinion, he would maybe be more lenient regarding the obligation to wear a yarmulke, that even when saying Krishna, because he quotes a medrash. The medrash says, Omer Rebrachya, Melch Bas Vadam, a regular king, Mishaga Patrimotri Shalala Medina, he sends a decree, a document to the people in his country. My Oysim Kobnei Abedina, what do everybody in the country do? Oynim Ravaglaim, they immediately get up. Opoyimus Rashem, the Koronosa, Be'ema, Be'er, Be'eresis, Be'zeya. They immediately treat that document with tremendous respect. Avakadosh Baruch Hu Amalei Yisrael, Akadosh Baruch Hu tells Klai Yisrael, Kru Krishma, Shepakdamatashali, read Krishma, which is my declaration. And I don't demand that you wear any specific clothing when you read that document. It seems, says the Mashal, that there is no obligation to cover one's head. And then he brings a raya from the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara says that he said, Tasily, I get credit for not walking 4 hours without with my hair not being uncovered. So if everybody was obligated to wear a yarmulke, why should he get any credit? And therefore, his personal opinion would be to be lenient about the need to wear a yarmulke. But he says that, of course, since everybody is makvit to wear a yarmulke, one should wear a yarmulke. Actually, I saw that the Shvus Yaakov says that the Medrash that the Mashal quotes as a raya, we have to read the entire Medrash. The Medrash continues, Amar Yehuda Basiman Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Esa Behemus Masati Lach, I have given you 10 animals, Shloisha Breshuscha, Shor Sek Sovim Seizim, Veshivim En Breshuscha, the 3 animals that are domesticated, and 7 that aren't, Ayo Vatsvi V'yachma, V'akav V'dish V'toy V'zema. I didn't require that you try to bring animals for Kabin, the ones that aren't available to you. So the Shvus Yaakov says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, I don't require that you bring kabonis from animals that are difficult to find. Says the Shvus Yaakov. Does that mean, just because that they're not difficult to find, does that mean that if one has one of these animals that he's not supposed to bring, does that mean he shouldn't use it, that he could use them as a carbon? Of course he can't use them as a carbon, because once we're not allowed to use them as a carbon, we're not allowed to use them. And the same thing, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I didn't make requirements how you should say Krishma, but that doesn't mean that you're not supposed to, that we're not obligated to wear a yarmulke. Furthermore, says, I saw another pshat from the Brikei Yosef, why Krishma is not a raya, because we know that when one says Krishma, he's supposed to be wearing tefillin. So since he's supposed to wear tefillin, so what is the reason, and we'll discuss this more in a moment, but what is the reason one is supposed to wear a yarmulke? The reason one is supposed to wear a yarmulke is it shows Yerushmayim. But if somebody's wearing tefillin, that is the biggest proof of his Yirah Shemayim. And since he has that proof of Yirah Shemayim, he doesn't have to have any other proof. So that's why Krishma is not necessarily a great raya. Rav Shlomo Kluger, in the Shalos Tshuvos to Elif Hilchos Shlomo, wants to differentiate between two types of Gilui Rosh. He says, when does Gilui Mixas HaRosh, that part of the hair, that is prohibited. Gilui Kol HaRosh, but uncovering the entire hair, is permitted. In other words, he wants to differentiate between two different types of yarmulkes. A yarmulke that covers part of the hair is absolutely required. A yarmulke that only covers part of the hair, a yarmulke that covers part of the hair is absolutely required. A yarmulke that covers all of the head is only preferred, but not absolutely required. That's what he wants to say. Rav Moshe, in his Tshuvos Orech Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph, and Rav Avadi Yosef in the Shalos Tshuvos Yabia Omer Chelek Vav Siman Tes Vav, strongly disagree with this differentiation. Rav Moshe says he doesn't know from where this comes. Rav Moshe says that one, if there's a yarmulke, is a yarmulke, there's no place to make this kind of differentiation. But then the Taz concludes here in Orech Chaim. He says all of these discussions were perhaps before it became so common to wear a yarmulke. But now that this has become part of the Jewish dress, that Klal Yisrael wears yarmulkes, if someone doesn't wear a yarmulke, he violates. So in other words, in review, we have here in the Taz three different opinions regarding the need to wear a yarmulke. We have learned now the Mashal, who seems to take a more lenient approach. Rav Shlomo Kluger, who differentiates between a yarmulke that covers the entire hair or part of the hair, and the Taz, who takes a very strong approach because of Chukai Sehem Lo Selech. So as we speak about the need to wear a yarmulke, so there are actually three reasons to wear a yarmulke. One is because of Kvod Shemayim, which is the Chassam Sofer says, the opinion of the Tosfos here in our sugya that we quoted at the beginning of our shir. And that's why the Chassam Sofer says, Tosfos holds, at times, one could go without a head covering. Because you're not wearing it all the time does not represent a lack of Kvod Shemayim. And it could very well be that that's pshat in the mashal as well. Just because somebody isn't wearing a yarmulke all the time is not necessarily a proof that he lacks Yerushalayim. And in fact, the Gra and the Biya HaGra in Aruch Chaim Sif Katan Vav, in Aruch Chaim Ches Sif Katan Vav, proves from here that the need to wearing a yarmulke is only a midas chassidus. The other reason some paiskim, seems that that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, hold that one needs to wear a yarmulke is because a yarmulke represents tznius, that just like someone has to cover his body in places that are supposed to be covered, the yarmulke also represents the head is supposed to be a place that's supposed to be covered on a Jewish man's body. And the third approach, which we just saw from the Taz, is because of b'chukusayhem loisay, is because of b'chukusayhem loisaleichum. And of course, there are many nafkaminas between these different pshatim. The first nafkamina would be a question that comes up is regarding wearing a yarmulke if it's somebody can only find a job where they won't allow him to wear a yarmulke. What is the halacha? So Rav Moshe in the Igros Moshe, Or Chaim, Chelek Dalid, Simon Beis, takes a lenient view. Because again, by holding that the reason to wear a yarmulke is a midas chassidus, so in a situation where a person has to remove his yarmulke because otherwise he won't be able to have a panasa, then we could be more lenient and that he doesn't have to wear, he doesn't have to follow the Midas Chassidus. Furthermore, he says that when the Taz says that wearing a yarmulke is because of b'chukesayim loyseleichu, he says, yes, non-Jews do not wear yarmulkes. He says, but the reason non-Jews do not wear yarmulkes is not because they specifically want to wear a yarmulke or specifically don't want to wear a yarmulke. It's simply because it's more convenient not to have to wear a hat or a head covering. And therefore, the issue that one, when one doesn't wear a yarmulke, he's violating b'chukesayim loyseleichu, in our time and place, is much less significant, and that's why one could be more lenient. On the other hand, I saw that the Debrei Tzina Rav in the Shaila Tshuvos Ber Moshe Chelek Ches Simen Mem, although on a conceptual level doesn't necessarily disagree with Rav Moshe and understands why wearing a yarmulke is perhaps only a midas chassidus, and because of panasa maybe one could be more lenient, he still takes a much stricter approach. And it's interesting, he says one should really try to refrain from taking a job which requires him not to wear a yarmulke. And he says that somebody, he concludes that tshuva with somebody asked him about this, and he told that person not to try to avoid taking the job, and this individual and his wife decided that they will not take a position that requires him not to take a yarmulke, and afterwards he was offered a much better position, better job, better pay, just because he says the person was careful about being makbid on always wearing a yarmulke. There's also a very interesting tshuva in the Shailos Tshuvos Igros Moshe, Yoredei Chelet Beis, Simen Lamed Gimel. He was asked the following question. He says, there are people who wear a yarmulke, but these people are going to participate and go to places that are really not appropriate for religious Jews to be at. They're going to a bar where there's mixed dancing. And the question was, should they remove the yarmulkes? Because it perhaps represents a chilah Hashem. People will say, this is where people who wear yarmulke, people who are religious Jews, come. So Rav Moshe says, chas v'shalom. Although, of course, Rav Moshe in no way condones their participating in such activities, but we don't tell person to do one aveira in order to do another aveira. Even, as Rav Moshe himself says, wearing a yarmulke, even if we'll say it's only a minig, it's only a custom, it doesn't make a difference. We don't tell a person to do an aveira, even a small aveira, in order he should be doing a big aveira. He says, on the contrary, maybe. He says, maybe people will say that even though these people are doing an aveira, but whatever they can do, they can do. And therefore, he says, we shouldn't make all sorts of calculations of what is a Chilul Hashem, what isn't a Chilul Hashem. It's difficult to make these kind of cheshbonim, says Rav Moshe. We're obligated to do what we're obligated to do. Of course, Rav Moshe says that doesn't should not stop us. On the contrary, we should still tell people that what they're allowed to do or not allowed to do, and if they're not supposed to go to such a place, they should be told so.